with Graham Van Buren at the end of the second day here against Notts. 22 overs unchanged you bowled today. When was the last time you had that kind of a stint?
Yeah, no, I don't think that has happened before. Luckily, I had the opportunity to do that. It was really fun and enjoyable out there. The lads were buzzing, and just to be able to contribute with the ball was great, thank you.
What did Phil say he wanted you to do? I mean, was he just happy for you to bowl and just try and tie one end up?
Yeah, obviously there's not much assistance for pace bowling or spin, but if you keep your line lengths and keep on bashing away, there is, you know, a little bit of pressure that builds on the batsman. Phil just asked me to, you know, bowl stump to stump and we'll set a certain field and just to restrict the rate, so that's what happened.
And the thing is, you whip through your overs, don't you? So that in a sense, I mean, we got to the end of the day and you bowled more than the allotted 96 that you normally would have done.
Yeah, I try to slow it down, but my mind's going at a million miles per hour. So just getting through it, getting some energy, trying to get the lads going when it's tough out there. So that's my game plan.
You got to 303, which was probably about what people would have hoped given the way the morning panned out. There were a couple of wickets after lunch, and then Pujara and Patel really dug in, didn't they?
Yeah, for any youngster that was here today at the game watching, even for us, that was a lesson of how to absorb pressure and, you know, how to bat time. So, yeah, going forward, you know, we can learn from players like that. But like you said, 303, I thought it's not a bad total on this pitch, especially the way we're bowling. We must just keep going tomorrow morning and stick to our guns and our plans.
Was it a bonus to get Pujara out just before the end?
Oh, massively. Yeah, we were ecstatic. We didn't expect it, but it was a good end to the day. That
I know you're not in the Notts dressing room, but do you think they want to try and bat once?
I think that must be the plan. I don't know what it will be if the pitch will crumble for the fourth innings. But it's not an easy wicket to score on when the bowlers are doing well. So. You're going to have to be tight and just wait and wear us out, you know, or whatever team's batting, just wear each other out, so, yeah.
And you've got 80 runs in the kitty still, and there's a new ball due in the morning, so, you know, the game can still turn either way, can't it?
Oh, no, definitely. This is a type of pitch where there's pressure, 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 and then all of a sudden you can go bang, bang, bang. So, if we can go start off tomorrow morning with the new ball beautifully and just control the rate, there's still, yeah, a lot of cricket to be played.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.